Good day to you all. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you Australia's financial services news wrap from Financial Services Online. It's Tuesday, October 28th, 2025, and here are your top headlines. In a significant ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, QBE Insurance has been ordered to honour an arson claim lodged by a restaurant. This despite the restaurant director's failure to disclose his criminal history when initiating the policy. The incident, occurring on August 2nd of last year, caused severe damage, but the claim was originally denied by QBE due to the non-disclosure. The verdict emphasizes the importance of clarity and complete disclosure during the application process, reminding all to maintain transparent communication to avoid claims disputes. Switching gears now to Insurance Australia Group, or IAG, who has announced an astounding 91% increase in net profits, reaching $778 million for the first half of the financial year. CEO Nick Hawkins warns of an impending rise in insurance premiums, even though it will likely be gradual. This is a concern for restaurant and cafe owners already navigating turbulent financial waters. Advising proactive insurance management, Hawkins suggests reviewing policies, establishing risk mitigation measures, and making extensive use of insurance brokers. Now to the monetary landscape. The Reserve Bank of Australia is closely monitoring inflation trends. Perturbed by persistent inflation and an uptick in consumer spending, the RBA is assessing the necessity of additional rate cuts. The Q3 inflation data due by late October will play a key role in the decision-making process at the policy meeting scheduled for November 4. Last, but certainly not least, first-time homebuyers will be pleased as the expanded First Home Guarantee Scheme came into effect on the 1st of October. The scheme's amendments, including removal of income caps and adjusted property price limits, allow eligible buyers to purchase homes with as little as a 5% deposit, sans the need for lenders' mortgage insurance. However, it's worth noting the increased buyer interest may elevate housing demand and prices. So that's your daily wrap of the financial industry. For more financial services such as insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next time, take care, Australia.